This is Bruce Milam Jr., and this is the Black Circle of Money. But today I want to give a shout out, first of all, to Tina Turner, who sold her entire solo music catalog to BMG for a reported $50 million, including the hits from Nutbush City and What's Love Got to Do? What's Love Got to Do with It? This is over 60 years worth of music. 10 solo albums, 2 live albums, 2 soundtracks, 5 compilations that combined sold over 100 million copies. Some say, including me, that compilation of music should be worth more than $50 million. But today I want to talk about intellectual property. So you're writing your music, you got these songs, you see your kids got songs, you see they're right. You know, it's important to teach our kids that those little doodles that they draw, you could be the next Picasso. These can be worth millions of dollars. Those songs you write could be worth millions of dollars, and you can actually retire off of them. Intellectual property, the books you write that you can get paid on forever, the songs you can get publishing from ASCAP, BMI. Okay, these pictures that you draw that can be turned into art, and with that always to whatever people value that at. So intellectual property is something serious, and I want you guys to really teach your kids about that. So I got my son, he wants to start a fashion company, and I see him drawing his pictures, and I see him drawing shirts and things like that. So one thing I let him know that, listen, you know, get your logo, you can get your ideas together, and we're going to monetize this. You're going to get your fashion company. I tell my daughter, I see her drawing her picture. She come to me and say, look, I put my pictures in my folder like you told me. I say, yes, make sure you sign them. Because imagine if you had a Picasso doodle. It's probably worth millions of dollars. And you're going to be a $1 million artist. So we got to teach our kids about intellectual property. So Miss Tina Turner was able to, after she made all her money and did all that touring, and then all the money she's gotten over her life, right at the end, where she retired and ready to hang out, say, yeah, I want to cash in on my performances and on my writing and my publishing for $50 million. Hey, that's not a bad day. You may say it's worth more. I may say it's worth more. But let me tell you something. Her intellectual property just made her more millions at the end of her life. This is Bruce Milam Jr., and this is the Black Circle of Money.